Paul, what's your take on what just happened out there? It was a bit of a fight at the end, but the goals probably were what made the difference.
It was Aylach, but then again, you know, our goals scored again ourselves early in the year, so we had two again on our team, but the goal made the difference. But again, you see, in the end, Derek, he's run of points then, and then a couple of 2-pointers sort of brought the scoreline around a bit more modest looking, you know. But again, I have to give full praise to the two teams, the way they went at each other night. There's a fantastic game of football, and you have to give the credit to both Throne and Derry the night. Aye.
Level four teams in the first half. Derry went 9-5 up. You just went 14 minutes without a score, then you just got back to within a point at half time. How valuable was that, Paul?
Very valuable, because we were a wee bit wasteful at a stage there, a couple of shots that maybe weren't on, and you know, them things can kill you in big games, I guess, so they can, you know. But again, look, we regrouped at half time, we're in touching distance there, so we were, and I thought it was a fantastic second half, you know. We had we got on top of a lot of kickouts. The first half we struggled a bit with the kickouts, but we got on top of it. There was a big help us in that spell, aye.
And a goal stood after half time. Then you saved a shot at the other end. A huge swing in the game, Paul.
Huge swing, look, that's the whole idea. You have one man, hopefully he's going to put in the back of it. That's what he's there for, and now man on the far end to keep them out. So, you know, that's part and parcel of the game. There's a focus there. Instead, after we got a goal at them, Derry's going to get on the attack and try and look a goal again too, and our boys were full credit in that. They were well up till it, and big Connor pulled a fantastic save off. Yep, aye.
Derry had done reasonably well in their own kickouts. Callum Daly won one that led to your second goal midway through the second half.
Yep.
Did four up, did that break the game for you? Or was that just another moment?
No, like, it's like them moments in the game that you have to make them count at that stage, you know. And I thought, you know, fitness of the two teams was a big thing tonight there. And that spell when we got on top, our fitness really was showing well at that stage. There's a lot of sharpness there. And a couple of lads then, Colin Sheehy and Matthew Quinn there, put in fantastic shifts, you know, so they had. And of course, it's just not a game that ticked off, you know what I mean? And also the final, and there's no silverware for winning the night. It's just, you know, getting over the line and then getting to the next day around, aye.
Was there any benefit in having five games, Paul, because you had a game every week?
Well, look, and one
sometimes
sense,
you like a break, but sometimes you
like a break. But you seen Armagh last week, come at us, they had a game the week before. Last year we played Monaghan, we had a break, so they hadn't come at us, and we only got over the line again them as well in Healy Park. So, you know, it's how you gauge it and how you use your players. In the games, you want to get freshness in the group as much as you can, aye.
I was reading some of your comments where you said every year is a new team, but what's it like to be involved with this particular group?
Like every group, you know what I mean? I thrash them all. It's a pleasure to get the opportunity to work with them, and bringing, say, new faces in there. Hadn't been with the group last year. Mm-hmm. They're the ones that really stand up. You know, go back to, you know, Colin Sheehy, Matthew Quinn there, you know, young McDermott inside there, lads they got there, you know, it's really stepping up. And it's Conan Devon back the year with us. So it's really, you know, seeing new faces there, it's refreshing, so it will be, aye. If you're working on the same faces all the time, you agree, but fed up looking at some of the guys, you know, maybe more important, they get fed up listening to me, and that's the whole beauty of it there, aye.
And you touched on the fact that it's a week on week, now you have a week to the final, which I'm sure you'll be looking forward to.
Look, here's an Ulster final, and by God, we'll be looking forward to it. The more Ulster finals the lads can get into here in Ulster, it's a great place to be. The amount of counties of Thrive we were at, and we're just lucky at the minute here. We have a great bunch of players. They're willing to listen and learn and work, and the most important thing is they're very honest with everything they ask for, and I say that's all I can ask for from them, aye.